Hi, it's Mike Church, founder of the Veritas Radio Network and the Crusade Channel. Maybe you didn't know this, so let me clue you in. We are a listener-owned radio enterprise, meaning we're the little guy, the underdog, a David in a stadium full of fake news Goliaths. So, in exchange for your listening to this awesome preview of one of our shows, Puddle's Pity Party, promise me you'll download our free app and use it to listen to that show when it's live. And number two, consider joining us and becoming a paying Founders Pass member by going to crusadechannel.com and clicking the join button at the top of any page. Now that's not asking too much, is it? So go ahead, relax, and enjoy the following feast of original programming exclusively here on the Crusade Channel. King Size Truth from Radio Size Speakers. How long before murder gets normalized? Now, somebody else sent me a story 2 days ago about pedophilia. Steve Cunningham, host of Sermon Sunday here on the Crusade Channel. Pedophilia being pegged now as, well, people that are pedophiles, that are pederasts, aren't mentally sick like we thought they were. Oh, really? So they're normal now? Well, no, they just have different desires. And we, of course, we all told you this was coming. But remember, we must do all of these things for the kids. This is for the kids! Banshee woman shrieked. The Pima County Board of Supervisors approved on Tuesday a resolution banning sexual orientation conversion therapy of minors in exchange for a fee. The 3-2 decision of the board echoes decisions in 9 other states that have made conversion therapy illegal and takes the public stance that sexual identity is not a disorder or mental illness. This is just an abject lie. It has been known and continues to be known as a mental disorder. As a matter of fact, there's a study that was conducted, and it just concluded in June of last year that confirms this. It confirms it. And yet we now have, now what's government for? The common good. Now we have the entity that is supposed to do things for the common good, doing things for the uncommon evil, for the demise of souls. And no one will raise their hand in opposition. The ordinance will restrict sexual orientation change efforts to change behaviors, sexual or gender identities or gender expressions, or to eliminate or reduce sexual or romantic attractions or feelings towards persons of the same sex. Conversion therapy is the attempt to prevent or change a person from being lesbian, gay, bisexual, or transgender. So in other words, let's do the exact opposite of what was done since Sodom and Gomorrah, which is have laws against sodomy, have laws preventing crimes against nature, which is what sodomy is. If you don't see where this is leading, right into your kids or grandkids being now the subjects of sexual predators who now can't be told no. Under what grounds now do you tell the pederast no? I mean, seriously. Maybe what we ought to be doing as persons of faith is holding public rallies and asking for the pederast to come forward so we can handpick mates for our children who are 8 and whose mates are going to be 43. Now, of course, I'm being facetious and I'm being sarcastic or ridiculous to make the point because this is ridiculous. It's beyond ridiculous. As a matter of fact, does ridiculous even describe this? They're coming for the kids.